Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Coming up, the US gets one step closer to a TikTok ban. But first, it's Earth Day. But instead of focusing on our oceans, mountains, and forests, this year we're being encouraged to look up.
Since the start of the space age in 1957, we've had a throwaway culture in space. What I mean by that is we've put rockets, we've put satellites and other objects in space, and we've left them there.
Nick Shave is the managing director of Astroscale, a company on a mission to clean up space junk from Earth's orbit. He told us there is a lot of debris floating around up there.
In total, there's, NASA quotes, close to 10,000 tons of material or debris in orbit. So all of this debris is causing problems to operational satellites, which provide services such as communications, internet, weather forecasting, very importantly for all of us and for, you know, particularly farmers. You know, we couldn't grow crops without good weather forecasting.
So how do you go about cleaning up space junk? Well, as part of Astroscale's Cosmic Mission, which stands for Cleaning Outer Space Mission Through Innovative Capture, Nick told us they're focusing on using robotics to take out the trash.
As robotics on the Earth are becoming so good now, we're using more and more of that sort of technology in space to capture objects, robotic arms, basically. Those are the sort of technologies with a gripper arm that we will capture debris.
Astroscale predicts that the UK economy would lose £7.6 billion if satellite navigation services went down for just a week. And Nick says the tons of debris in orbit are a constant threat to our satellites.
More and more satellite operators are having to put in place collision avoidance manoeuvres, and therefore the satellite has to be taken out of service for that short period, and that's causing problems to the services that they're providing.
Now, a UK astronaut trainee is graduating from a European Space Agency programme today on Earth Day. UK astronaut Rosemary Coogan's been through a two-year orientation process, learning about the International Space Station and the science experiments they do in orbit, as well as some more practical lessons.
Like getting in the swimming pool and scuba diving, which is a great way to start learning how to move in space. They've done survival training in case they will find themselves at the end of their space mission landing in a desolate place with nobody around to help them. And just this week, they've been on a parabolic flight to experience what weightlessness is like.
She's been telling us what astronaut training entails and why now is an exciting time to become a fully fledged astronaut.
This is the Artemis generation. We are going back to the moon in the coming years. So all of the class that was selected, including Rosemary back in 2022, I think they have eyes on the moon. We will see some of them get to the moon in the coming years. And I hope that one day that might be Rosemary.
Libby is one of Britain's leading experts in human spaceflights and has spent over a decade working at the forefront of the field, playing a key role in Tim Peake's mission to the International Space Station. She told us what astronauts tend to say about their experience after taking some time off planet.
They all come back, I think, really with a renewed excitement and understanding of just how important Earth is and how important it is that we protect it if we want to see humans thrive on it for generations to come.
Next, Taylor Swift has made Spotify history as her newest album was streamed more than 300 million times in one day. the streaming service, said the US singer became the most streamed artist in a single day on the platform when her record was released on Friday, the 19th of April. The Tortured Poets Department is Swift's 11th studio album and includes collaborations with Florence and the Machine and Post Malone. It looks like TikTok has moved yet another step closer to being banned in the United States. It's after the House of Representatives voted in support of a measure calling for a ban on the social media app if its Chinese owner ByteDance doesn't sell its stake. The legislation will go to the US Senate tomorrow, Tuesday, where it's expected to be passed. If the bill becomes law, the TikTok owner will have 9 months to find a buyer. If it fails in that time, the app will be banned in the US. Coming up, why seeing yourself on Zoom meetings makes you more tired, and the AI film getting trolled online.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. A study suggests that seeing yourself during a video call with someone else can lead to mental fatigue. That according to academics at the University of Galway, who found that people who take part in meetings on apps like Zoom or Teams become more fatigued when they can see themselves on screen. They used EEG monitors to measure the spontaneous electrical activity in the brains of 32 volunteers, which can detect the onset of mental fatigue. The monitoring confirms that fatigue levels were significantly greater during the times participants could see their own image, which could explain why some people report feeling so tired after video meetings. Now, all wet wipes containing plastic are set to be banned from sale in the UK. Legislation's expected to be announced by Environment Secretary Steve Barclay today, and the government's planning to introduce the legislation before Parliament's summer recess begins in July. It's being brought in to try to limit the amount of microplastics from discarded wet wipes, which contribute to water pollution and damage our ecosystems. Shops, including the likes of Boots, Aldi and Tesco, have already banned them from their shelves. And finally, the world's first fully AI-generated film is being trolled online. It's called Next Stop Paris, and it's being produced by TCL TV Plus Studios, featuring professional voice actors and an original script, but all the imagery will be generated with AI tools. It's been described as an AI-powered love story, but the trailer has been brutally criticised online. One user on X said the actors look different in many of the parts of the trailer, the storyline is mediocre, and the characters seem cold and withdrawn. And another said, it seems like AI didn't get the memo about making a great movie. If you want to see the trailer for yourself, there's a link in the show notes. You are up to date. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.